share your first impressions. Draft night last night, the players who were instantly taken, and I reckon they touched our hearts a little bit last night. It's such a I find it a reassuring event for footy. I know it's a bit long-winded and all, but it does give us a chance to meet all of them and just to get that first snapshot of their story. 1-300-736-736, your first impressions, because that crop last night made a great first impression. David's in Mernda. Welcome to you, David.
Yeah, g'day, Jared. Just a quick one while you're out there. Make sure you hit the Roxy Kebabs and grab yourself a kebab. You won't be let down. A shout out also just to Dwayne and Dell last night. Just the insight that they gave, their expertise advice. It was, didn't have to turn on any screens and you knew exactly what was happening, and just the thrill, excitement for that was fantastic. Also, number 11 picks. We got Messiah Wanganeen Malira. Obviously, his father also played for St Kilda Malira in 2012. But also the long, last time there was a long and a Wanganeen. In a side, they won a grand final, so let's hoping for St Kilda, hey?
Yeah, that's a good hope. So, Wayne Miller, his father, is, I think Ross told me this morning, he's 33. So, not that far away from father and son being able to play together. His is a remarkable story, and he finds his way to the Saints Nassau at pick 11. So, an immediate first impression there. Billy in Ascot Vale. Hello, Billy.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Just before my prediction, how good is it to see nearly every interstate team having now an African Sudanese player representing them? That's really good for AFL football. And my prediction is, a lot of callers might not agree, but I reckon the top five picks predicted to play round one seniors. That's my prediction.
So Horn Francis, Darcy's up against it with the injury that he's got, Callaghan, Dacos. Did you think, so top four or top five, did you say, Billy?
Top five, including McAndrew. I think he'll play round one.
Yep. That's part of the fun is seeing your early draft picks at the outset of a season. A good few of them, I'm sure, will be there round one, and they'll flavour the first month of the season through March and into April. Good on you, Billy. First impressions. 1-300-736-736. Robert's in Port Melbourne. Welcome to you, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, Jared. Thanks for having me on. As a Collingwood supporter, I just thought I'd bring up and extend my deepest thanks to the GWS Giants, who had not one but two opportunities to make Collingwood pay maximum price for Nick Dacos, but they instead chose to stick it to the Western Bulldogs and make them pay maximum for Sam Darcy. So a very happy Pies fan, as no doubt we all are.
What did you... I mean, this is particularly pulling at the heartstrings, isn't it? I think the father-son is one of the most romantic things. It's the most romantic thing we have in the game, but then particularly when the 35 gets handed over. And I absolutely loved one of the tweets last night, is that's the last time 35 should move around. It should stay with Nick Dacos. How did it feel fusing the generations together, Robert, watching that?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think Cal Toomey had him as the best player in the draft in his own ranking. So.
Yep.
And apparently he's a lot better than his brother, even though Josh is pretty good. But I think he's dominated pretty much every game he's played this year, from what I've seen. So to get him at pick four, I think was an absolute steal. So thanks again to the Giants.
Good stuff, Robert. Thanks for sharing your first impression. Tony's in Belfield. Welcome aboard, Tony.
Just on that father-son point, I remember back in 2006 when 15 AFL clubs collectively sooked it right up when Tom Hawkins was taken with pick 41, subsequently implementing a father-son rule, which is what we're now talking about with the bidding system. Last night, watching Tom Brown go to Richmond, I'm wondering whether we could change the rules again and tweak them so that 9 AFL seasons with a particular club registers equivalent to 100 games, because that's a long time to be at a football club without getting that recognition of being a Geelong father-son player.
It is, Tony. So it's interesting. The bidding system takes out the, what would you say, it reduces the lack of equality in it. So what are we up to? Is it 6 at the Bulldogs and 6 at Collingwood? Which is rather beautiful, I think. I'm a total advocate for the father-son. So the threshold, once you've got the bidding system and it's not just the free swing as it had been in the past, the threshold can be lowered and still retain its both its integrity and its romance, I think. Tom Brown gets his career start at Richmond. Tony, great to have you there. Kathy's in Keilor. Kathy, welcome to you.
Morning, Jared. Very happy with the Saints picking up young Nasiah, and he'll have to wear the number 7. He'll just have to, Jared. Like, we haven't had a great number 7 since Wimmer, and this could be the next one. And I'd also like to mention about Sam Darcy. His grandfather, Dave, would have been so proud of Sam, and such a shame that he was dying last year, not alive to see him at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, there'll be great pride through a whole lot of families. Kathy, good on you. It's lovely to have you there. 1-300-736-736 to share your first impressions from the 20 players taken last night. And you might tackle more broadly the draft. It was a little bit tortured. It's getting to pick one took perhaps longer than it should have, and yet it does give us the chance to savour what's transpiring. There's a flurry of Saints fans pointing out to Kathy that Lenny Hayes wore number 7, and he did tend to go all right all the way to the Hall of Fame. So maybe there has been a great number 7, since it doesn't invalidate the point that was being made about a great number at the club. Gareth from Bayswater has text through. 30 plus years ago, I wore my duffel coat to every Pies match with Dacos number 35 proudly emblazoned on the back. Now my 16-year-old daughter can do the same and wear my smelly old coat with pride. Gareth, that's it. Passing on from one generation to the next. First impressions of what happened at the draft last night. Sean's in Springvale. Welcome to you, Sean.
Yeah, g'day, Jared. Before I talk about the draft, I just want to give you an SEN a pump up. That Wednesday segment with Wayne Hawks is absolutely brilliant, and I hope you get him back on in the next race in spring next year. It's just so refreshing, down to earth, and I love hearing him talk about his dad and the stories. It's just brilliant.
Good on you, Sean. We've only just scratched the surface there, I reckon.
Yeah, he's just brilliant. I love listening to him, and I tune in every Wednesday now I know he's on. With the draft, I just thought it was very lackadaisy done last night. When you get the number one draft pick, there's footage of him and he's watching it on a phone, and it was delayed. It was very cringeworthy. And the thing that really annoys me is the AFL spent a lot of time and money going to the AFL, going to America, and picking their brains and the NBA, the NFL, and et cetera. And they don't come back with anything. The NBA draft, I don't know if you like basketball, Jared, but the NBA draft is absolutely fantastic to watch. It flows. You get quick insight on the floor with the players. And I know it's probably difficult in a COVID breach, but that draft, like watching it last night, was very hard to watch. I turned it off after Nick Dacos was taken by Collingwood because it was just so frustrating to watch. A
bit slow for you. Sean, I'm hear what you're saying. It is a different event to the drafts that happen in the States because of the players are so well known through their college careers rather than the underage footy that's played here. So they're probably not like for like, but it was worth it for the smiles and the embraces for me. Daniel's in Pasco Vale. Welcome, Daniel.
Morning, Jared. Firstly, thank you very much for the year. I know it's your last show, and good luck in the summer for the test. So I'm looking forward to that and listening to SCN there.
Thank you.
But with the draft, fantastic that as an Essendon supporter, we got Ben Hobbs. I was sort of a bit worried about Richmond and Hawthorn trying to take him a bit earlier, but the fact that he slipped through to us at 13 was, it's really good for us. And I think we're going to build a good young core with, Cox, Perkins and Reid, and then obviously Andy McGrath is still there and young enough. So really excited and good to see the emotion out of the kid last night as well, how much it meant to him. And just wrapped to that he's going to be in the red and black next year.
He instantly won a place in our hearts, I reckon, Daniel. It's great to hear him with Sam and Kingy this morning as well. Leon's in Diamond Creek. Welcome, Leon.
Hey, Jared. My two-year-old son sitting behind me named Lenny. Probably got something to say about the number 7
yes.
as well.
Very good, Leon.
I just wanted to say on Nasiah, so Malera is actually his stepfather. His father is Eddie Sansbury, who played for North. So
yep.
In his bloodlines, he's got Sansbury, Wangadine, and there's a Loughlin connection there as well. So that's pretty good bloodline. So I think the Saints have got a good one there.
He would have gone for a good price at a yearling sale with those bloodlines. Leon, thank you for completing that picture for us. Mike's in Geelong. Welcome, Mike.
Oh, hi, Jared. How are you?
Excellent, thank you.
That's good. Hey, I just want to talk about Josh Warde. It was rapt to see him get picked up by the Hawks. It's nice to see someone who supports the club go to the club as well. So he's already invested, which is great. And look, we've got two more picks in the next six, and hopefully we can get a couple more really good players out of that too.
That's what it's all about, Mike, setting up the future. And Peter Blucher told us last night is if you can get one draft right, it's the core of many a thing to come. And Hawthorn knows that so well. Mike, terrific. Thanks for those first impressions.